Welcome, listeners.
Welcome, listeners.
You're listening to Deeds in the Desert.
The place where real estate investors tune in for the latest news and available investments at Ignite Funding. If you're on the hunt for a low-effort, passive income stream, then turn up that volume and pull out the hammock as we get ready to feed you your weekly dose of real estate investing insights.
Welcome to another episode of Deeds in the Desert. I'm your host today, Izzy Urizari. And today's lovely guest, we have Kate Buto over here, Business Development Executive here at Ignite Funding. We decided to switch it up a little bit, and we're going to do something a little different. We just went to an event, we just went to an event in Jacksonville, Florida, an event called GrowCon. It was our first time at this event, and so we decided, why don't we tell some of our listeners some of these events that we go to? Why do we go to these events? Who we typically see there. So specifically for this event that was held on May 6th and 7th in Jacksonville, Florida, we had Kate. Kate literally just got back last night. What better way to talk about an event than as soon as she gets back? So let's go right into it, Kate. Tell us a little bit about the event.
So GrowCon were tax professionals that were looking for a couple different avenues, right? We're looking to grow as a business professionally. Okay. We're there to hear speakers, get new ideas on how to run their business, how to bring in new clients, and new products to offer them.
I know it's a little different because, you know, typically we go to real estate-based events or events that are related to investments themselves, but I know you did tell me one question you kept getting from some of these tax professionals is, what are you doing here? Mm-hmm. I looked at the event sponsors and I noticed we were one of the only investments that were being offered there. So what did you say to those tax professionals that were coming up to the booth and saying, you know, what are you guys doing here? You know, this isn't really for you.
So a lot of the people that I encounter that would come up with that question, right, didn't know how to take the real estate investment side.
Okay.
There were some speakers that talked about having different things in their clients' portfolios, but they didn't know that these type of investments were even out there.
Okay.
So I talked to them about the educational piece of being there, as well as how they're able to offer these investments to their investors. And I told them, you know, I have a lot of clients that are CPAs that do this investing. Once they stick their toe in the water, a lot of times they'll go back and then refer clients. And then to talk to them about how it can be used, right, with a self-directed IRA, with an LLC account, right, with a trust or just cash funds. And a lot of them said to me, oh my gosh, you know what? I have clients that I've had conversations with exactly that.
It's really interesting because I know they, I know that CPAs and the bookkeepers and anybody who's a tax professional really likes to go to the events, basically, typically, in my eyes, for CE credits to try to get those all caught up, but also for the education. And I think what I've noticed over the last 2 years since we've been going to some of these tax legal based events is that they have issues with helping their clients in these kind of things, but it's always in the background. It's not always, it's like, we need to get their taxes done. We need to get their taxes done. We need to save them money. How do we make them not pay? Or how can we get around this? Or what kind of write-offs can we do? Whereas, you know, when we do talk to them, like you mentioned, the self-directed IRA portion of it is huge. You know, their clients are either trying to look for tax deferred income or tax free income. They're also looking for ways to, you know, potentially do stuff like with the checkbook LLC. And for those listeners that don't know what a checkbook LLC is, we have some other material that we do talk about that we're not going to cover in this episode, but we do have some things that we do talk about for the checkbook LLC side of things. It's just interesting that, you know, we were one of the only ones that was there offering investments. And I think it's important that we do educate all the attendees that were there. And I think it's also important that we do keep going to these types of events because we are providing a great wealth of education in terms of what they can offer to the people that are there.
Well, and a lot of those CPAs and tax professionals want to be advisors.
Right.
And so to get into that advisory role, right, they have to have a brighter, a wider breadth of knowledge.
Not just doing taxes anymore.
Right, exactly. It's not just about the taxes anymore. It's about other investments that they can get into. And so they have to have more knowledge about those things. And that's what a lot of them liked because a lot of them were also advisors that were there.
Interesting. Would you say that people for specifically for GrowCon, was there a really good mix of people speaking? Did you have enough downtime with them? How, what would you say how that went?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a good mix. I will tell you, it's probably one of the better events that I've been at for an engagement piece.
Right.
Right. The people that paid to be there, these tax professionals, mm-hmm. were very engaged, mm-hmm. asking a lot of questions, wanting to learn more during the breaks.
When you're spending your hard money, you should, you know.
Right. And so, everybody, all the speakers were mm-hmm. great speakers, all on different topics. Okay. Some of them were motivational speakers about, you know, make sure you're taking time for yourself. Make mm-hmm. sure you're having regular business hours. Mm-hmm. Make sure, you know, if this is an at-home business, things like that, mm-hmm. all the way up to, you know, self-directed IRAs, mm-hmm. how to use those, rental properties, mm-hmm. all these different types of avenues for investing. Mm-hmm. So a lot of knowledge that was there, mm-hmm. but a lot of different speakers. Mm-hmm. I would tell you probably about 8 to 9 different speakers daily.
Wow.
As
it's a 2-day event, right?
A 2-day event, okay. As well as they did good breaks for them to come out.
I think that's important. I did want to touch on that. Yeah. You know, events, I've personally been attending events for about 8 years now over at Ignite. You know, we've also been on the road together for about 3.5 now. Mm-hmm. And the one thing we always converse about is like the breaks. They're so important. It's so important for an event mm-hmm. to make sure they give their attendees that time mm-hmm. because it's so hard to soak in a lot of the information. You know, we've been to events where it's been 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll give them a 30-minute break and then they don't get any time to really converse or digest some of that information. Yeah. So it's refreshing to hear that you did get that time, you know, whether it was 15, 20 minutes, whatever it was, allowing them to come and talk with you and then get back into session.
Yeah.
Because the speakers are important, but sponsors are just as important as well.
And the best thing that GrowCon did was to make sure mm-hmm. that the attendees knew how mm-hmm. important the sponsors were
That's why
we were there, and they were very clear from the beginning mm-hmm. of you paid to be here, engage, mm-hmm. put your phone down,
nice,
pay attention to the speakers and everything that's happening, and mm-hmm. on these breaks you must talk to these sponsors, right? They came here for your education also, mm-hmm. not just what you're learning from mm-hmm. the speakers, but take advantage of what they're here for and the mm-hmm. information that they have for you. And so because of that, mm-hmm. I will tell you that there was much better interaction during those breaks than I've seen in some a couple of the shows that we've done. Mm-hmm.
So with them being tax professionals, let me guess, did they ask you about what they're going to receive if they do invest?
Oh, of course. Every single one of them, I think, mm-hmm. right? They immediately went to a K-1.
Right.
And so then we...
That's a big assumption, right?
Yeah.
Because they think it's real estate, but here at Ignite, you don't get that, mm-hmm. obviously. You'd only get a K-1 if you were actually to take back the property through foreclosure.
Yeah.
But go ahead and let the listeners know what do you get if you just invest at Ignite with a regular cash or trust account?
You get a 1099 INT form, mm-hmm. right? And then they were shocked about that, right? Mm-hmm. So when you talk to them about the earned interest income, but them asking about the K-1 mm-hmm. was great because mm-hmm. then I can explain to them mm-hmm. our default rate.
Right.
And why we don't send out that many K-1s and why we don't have that many.
Right.
And that was also intriguing for them mm-hmm. and that, you know, led to more conversation, mm-hmm. right? Like, oh, really? The other thing...
Start talking the words that they know.
Right, the words that they know. But then the other thing that they were very interested in mm-hmm. was our minimum investment amount.
Right.
Right? Because mm-hmm. we started talking about accreditation.
I wonder if
and
they
their
deal
clients,
with... I was just about to say, I wonder if they deal with a lot of accredited investors.
And some of them did and some of them didn't. Mm-hmm. And that's when I told them that they didn't have to be accredited, and the minimum $10,000 mm-hmm. investment also opened up more conversation because mm-hmm. they're like, oh my gosh, I have so many clients that could take advantage
of
that.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't have clients who are all, you know, six figures mm-hmm. all the time, you know, but I'm sure that they haven't done the research, obviously, and that's why it's great that we were there at the event to be, you know, face to face, and they're mm-hmm. asking the right questions, you know, so that's great.
Yep, absolutely. No, it was great.
So kind of went over what they're looking for, asking the questions. Let's talk about, was there any networking opportunities? Did you guys do anything after the event by chance? Did they have anything going on at GrowCon?
So they did. So the one night, Monday night, they mm-hmm. did a gala mm-hmm. where they actually gave out awards.
See something mm-hmm. about the awards. Yeah.
Yep. For different, the different account businesses, right? Mm-hmm. Their milestones,
right?
What they have done in the year, their successes, things
that's
like
really
that.
Cool. I honestly haven't seen that too much at events. You know, that's not really common. I've seen it at a few, but it's really cool when they do those little accolades and they mm-hmm. really get some like camaraderie, everybody together, something to shoot for.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
No, it was good. And then after that, there was, then a lot of them went out together.
Mm-hmm.
after that. So, I mean, there were places in the hotel. So, yeah.
That's awesome. That's, mm-hmm. That's great. I know it was our first time there. So what would you overall say? What would you say if anybody had to get some of the tidbits from it that is looking to this, that maybe a tax professional that wants more education? It sounds like they did a great job of the education mm-hmm. side of things. Like, people were really in tuned on the speaker side of things. Is there anything else that you'd want to let anybody know who's thinking about potentially going to an event like that?
No, you know what? Yeah, I think you kind of hit it on the head. They did an amazing job mm-hmm. with the breadth of speakers that they mm-hmm. have, the different topics that were there. Mm-hmm. It wasn't boring mm-hmm. at all. I mean, I was sitting outside of the main conference hall,
okay.
and I was able to hear all the speakers. Mm-hmm. They made it very engaging mm-hmm. for everyone. All the speakers were engaging, mm-hmm. right, with getting people up and asking questions and doing things like that, how it pertained to their daily lives. Mm-hmm. And when people aren't listening to just somebody talk mm-hmm. and they can reference it, a lot more people took a lot from it. And most of the people when I left there yesterday, they were excited.
That's awesome.
They were very excited to take everything.
Not every event's like that.
No, they were excited to take what they learned mm-hmm. and implement it.
Yeah.
And figuring out how they can implement it in their business.
Speaking of that, let's actually end on that note. Implementation. I think one of the best things is that we do work with a lot of tax professionals here at Ignite Funding. Many of the CPAs and other tax professionals do like to dip their toes in the water. They like to try it out. They want to see the process mm-hmm. because the more knowledgeable they are, the more easy it is for them to get their clients involved. Mm-hmm. And I have noticed that over the last couple of years, that's the trend that we're mm-hmm. seeing. So for any of those tax professionals or people that didn't get our information at GrowCon that may be watching this, you know, go ahead and go check us out on ignitefunding.com. Yeah. We have everything pretty much on there as far as collateral. You guys will definitely be able to see Deeds in the Desert, which is our podcast that we're here on. You can also check out our social media channels.
Yep.
Tons of collateral as far as white papers and blogs. I mean, I don't think there's really very many topics we haven't covered. There's some things that we probably can do a deeper dive in, but I think there's a lot out there for the tax professional side of things. Mm-hmm. I think there's out there for a lot of the advisor side of things. And I think it's great for them to get involved because when they're riding along right there with their clients, you know, it shows them, it gives them a little bit more security as to mm-hmm. what are they really investing in.
Right.
And it allows them to actually open up what they're able to offer, you know, mm-hmm. when you look good in front of your client, you know, 10% is pretty great, you know,
yeah,
10, 11, 12%, whatever you're getting them. It's pretty good. It's not 6 or 7, it's double digit returns. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really important when you can do it in I'll plug self-directed IRAs in there one more time. When you can do it in a tax shelter environment
yep.
and have people understand that, I think that's also pretty big.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks again for coming on today's episode of Deeds in the Desert. I think it was a great opportunity for us to do a little recap on an event we hadn't been to before, but also give them a little shout out on doing such a great job on the speakers, as well as getting attendees involved and making sure that the speakers and sponsors were really well involved.
Mm-hmm.
So
and I think engaged.
It's a great opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we look forward to doing some more of these when we do go to events. We'll try to get them done as quickly as we can possible. But again, thank you for watching Deeds in the Desert here on YouTube. We also do have Spotify. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts as well, again, thank you guys for listening. Catch you guys on the next one.
Thanks for joining us this week on Deeds in the Desert, where short-term investments meet long-term investors. We hope you enjoyed the content so much that you share it with all your friends. Who doesn't like learning about passive fixed income, right? Still hungry for more education? Visit our website at ignitefunding.com. Or if you're ready to take the leap and start investing, give us a call at 702-761-0000 and schedule a free investor consultation.